Welcome to the Marketing That Generates podcast, hosted by yours truly, Lauren Powell. For over a decade, I've partnered with business owners around the globe to create and implement their digital marketing strategy. Working together with their teams, we generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue. I'm here to make your business growth simpler by making online marketing simpler. Every week, I'll be interviewing other business owners about the strategies that are keeping their marketing relevant in the long term, so they're not hammered by monthly algorithm adjustments. So are you ready to generate more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads online while making the most of your oh-so-valuable time? Then this is the podcast for you. Are you tired of being promised the magic pill that's going to solve all your online marketing challenges? Well, this podcast does not promise quick overnight fixes, nor a one-size-fits-all marketing formula. Instead, it will empower you to think differently and more strategically about your marketing so that you get better results. So whether you're a business owner, solopreneur, or an aspiring entrepreneur, listen in and subscribe for zero fluff and actionable takeaways. And for bonus resources, go to marketingthatgenerates.com. In our current podcast series, I interview the owners of four very different graphic design businesses, and we dive deep into their marketing. Today's episode is the third of the series, and I interview Nicole Yang, who's based in Raleigh, North Carolina. While listening to this episode, keep an ear out for Nicole's unique design philosophy that really helps her stand out among other designers. Also, Nicole's approach to securing clients at the beginning of her business journey set her up for long-term success. I recommend considering how you might be able to replicate something similar in your business. Welcome to another episode of Marketing That Generates, and I am so excited to be here with Nicole Yang today. Nicole is a graphic designer, and she believes that most designs only scratch the surface of their potential, and she's here to change that. Nicole's a brand strategist and a graphic designer with a penchant for combining strategic design with great ideas. With over a decade of experience working with online business owners, she supports brands by directing their visuals, designing their product and service launches, and helping them boost their visibility and presence. Her expertise in product, digital, and print design helps businesses grow confidently and bravely, and with more than a little punch. Nicole, I'm so excited you're here today.
Lauren, thank you so much for having me. I am happy to be here.
I'd love to just dive straight in and talk a little bit about your design philosophy before we talk about your services, because I just think it's so unique. You talk about how graphics, the point isn't just to have beautiful graphics, but to have visuals that build trust with your customers. So I'd love if you could share with our audience a little more about your philosophy.
I would love to, because I feel like this is something that people don't talk about often enough. And the whole point of design is to amplify what your mission is and what you're doing. And so often I think that people approach design like it's art, and it's not. Design should be beautiful, but most of all, especially when you're designing for a business, it really needs to, like I said, amplify what you're doing. So when we approach all of our design projects, it's really about that marketing strategy and making sure that we are addressing where your audience is, like at what point in their funnel are they at? Are they a cold audience? Are they a warm audience? What do they need to hear from you? And what do they need in order to feel like they can trust you? So we're doing a lot more around pulling out specific words, around kind of creating a design environment. And when I say environment, I mean your entire website, your entire social feed, everything that a customer can come in contact with, and making sure that all of that builds on each other and makes it really, really clear what you're trying to provide to them.
You're speaking my language, design for the sake of business growth, not just design for the sake of pretty graphics. I just think it's such a beautiful mission and so important, and something more business owners could learn from.
Yes.
Because so often we see, oh, I need to rebrand, I need to rebrand, I need to rebrand, without sometimes I think businesses really understanding why are they rebranding and what is the purpose of it.
Yes, and that's definitely so hard, you know, especially when you're selling your business online and you're constantly seeing people do something beautiful and wonderful and new, and you feel like you have to keep up constantly. And that's something that I mean, I feel it too. I see all these designs and I'm like, yeah, of course I want to change my entire business and do this one cool thing. But people need to remember what you're doing and they need to trust you. And I think that we feel tired of our brands just because we see it every single day, but not everyone is seeing it every day. And they need to be reminded of what your style is and what you've got to offer. So that consistency is really key, even though it's so hard to hang on to when you're seeing everyone else do everything else.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful message. So, Nicole, you help people in a few different ways with your design services. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the first thing that we do, which is the foundational piece, is we do a lot of brand style guidance. And most people would recognize that as like a logo and colors and fonts, but we like to take it a step forward and really teach our clients and our business owners what their brand should look like as an environment and to give them the tools to actually implement it on their own. I think that something that so many people have an issue with is, okay, they get their colors and their fonts and they think that it's a really great fit. And then their designer leaves because it's the end of the project and they don't know how to implement it themselves. So it all just kind of turns into a mess, even though they've invested thousands of dollars into this beautiful logo and color scheme. So we like to provide people with like these decorative elements that they can use over and over again, and these kind of formulas where they can really easily combine colors and text and to know which fonts to use together, which colors to use together, so that after we're finished working together, they still have a beautiful brand. So that's the first piece. And then the second piece is we do kind of a day rate retainer situation so that we can come onto these businesses' teams and create these really long-term relationships so that we can work with them on any of their product launches or service launches or anything that they need designed in their business so that they really have that consistency. So that's one side of it. And then we've got this second side that is a template shop as well.
Okay. So you have the one-on-one services, which involve kind of from start to finish branding and beyond, and then day rates. And then tell me a little more about the template side of the business. I imagine that empowers business owners who want to, you know, aren't ready to hire a graphic designer, but want something to look pretty. And that's where that comes in. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly it. And that's something that we've found with some of the clients that we've been working with on and off is they'll often come to us and say, I've been using this template and when I bought it, it was beautiful, but it's not working for me. And so we have done a lot of work on our one-to-one business side, fixing a lot of the templates that people have bought. And so that just really hurt me. I just keep thinking, man, we're getting all these business owners who are spending so much money trying to buy tools for their business, but they can't actually use them. So what can we do to make it so that this is not just a template where you have to plug in exactly the same photos and exactly the same amount of text and like all these things that make that template look gorgeous? How can we build something that's actually flexible? So we started building templates that are in Canva. So if you don't have design experience, you can totally work with these templates and adjust them however you need to. And they're simplified in the sense that there's less design elements on the page that need to be moved around. Like there's so many templates out there, for instance, that rely on beautiful photos, but most business owners aren't investing in stock photography. So buying templates that have beautiful photos is really hindering them and gives them another thing to feel insecure about. So we take that out of the equation and instead we're giving them more decorative graphics that they can edit and move around themselves. So if there's blank space, they can fill it in with something decorative to make them feel like it's well designed, but without giving them something that they have to search for separately.
I really love that because I see that all the time with the stock photo issue where it's like, oh, I found this template on Canva and it looks gorgeous, but how the heck do I make it work for my brand? To me, I just see a theme of empowerment from start to finish through both your one-on-one services and your templates that I think is really beautiful for the business owner who may not have graphic design experience or their team who may not have graphic design experience, but wants to keep a cohesive look across all their assets, but doesn't always need a designer to create one post on social media, for example.
Yes. Isn't that so heartbreaking? Like all you want to do is just say one thing and you get so caught up in, okay, what does it look like? If I do design it myself, is someone going to think that it looks terrible, even though I think it looks great? So just having someone else to make a template for you and say, here you go, it's okay. And then to have that training behind the scenes too. I mean, with all these templates, I give a ton of video training to go with it so that any business owner can, like you said, feel empowered. The whole theme of our business is helping business owners feel brave. You have this big, beautiful mission that you started your business with. So you should be able to shout it from the rooftops. But so often, because of these tiny little decisions that you have to make every single day, we just get scared. So I hope that everyone feels braver using some of these tools.
That's amazing. And in fact, I was going down a rabbit hole the other day looking at some of your older YouTube videos, and there was one about visual hierarchy that was just done so well. And I actually sent it to a client's team member who I work with, who has been diving into their graphics, but doesn't quite yet understand visual hierarchy. Like, she understands what fonts to put together and what colors to use, but was having a hard time drawing the eye to the right place. And I just thought, oh my gosh, if this is Nicole's free video, I wonder what everything looks like behind the scenes that you pay
That's
for.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I'd love to know a little bit more about your journey as a business owner. Like, why did you start this business? When did you start it? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, I started this business 3 years ago now, which both feels like a long time and a short time. I'm sure everyone says that. But I was working with this company called Cultivate and Southern Weddings for, I don't know, the previous decade. And I had seen so many business owners that we were partnered with or that we were coaching inside of that business who had these really amazing ideas and could not get their businesses off the ground or didn't have websites or social feeds or any kind of marketing that felt like it was doing justice to the actual goal of their business and the heart that they put in it. And it was just so heartbreaking. So when I decided to move on from that job, I thought that starting this kind of freelance business would be a stopgap until I found something else. And so I just quickly threw up a website and I said, okay, I'm going to do some branding and some design retainers to help out, you know, some of these business owners that I've just known for years who are having these issues. And it really took off like crazy. I mean, within a couple of months, I was booked solid and I didn't need to find another job, which was great. But it just made me realize that there are so many business owners out there who are having this issue where there's this disconnect between what they're feeling about their business and what they can offer versus what is actually being shown to people. And then they're not getting that support from designers, or they're not getting people who can come in and bridge the gap between the two or to provide the support that business owners need. Especially because if you are a solo business owner or an online business owner, you often are doing it by yourself and you need someone to kind of hold your hand through it because it is emotional. It is probably the only way that you're supporting yourself or your family. All of your dreams are tied up into it. A lot of your money is tied up into it. It is a really emotional task to take on. And I don't think that a lot of business owners are finding that kind of support.
Well, I love that story. And I'm not surprised you were booked solid right away, because when I was checking out your website, I was blown away by your work and your approach and your philosophy. So I can see why you you quickly had more demand than you could keep up with.
That's really kind. Thank you.
Yeah. So before we talk a little bit about the rest of your growth journey, why do you think there is that gap between what many graphic designers are providing and what many business owners need? I'd love to talk about how you identified that opportunity and what you did to fill it.
Yeah, that is a really interesting question. And I ask myself this all the time. I think that a lot of it is, I don't want to hate on any part of the industry, because I think that there are so many beautiful self-taught designers out there. And I think that most great designers are self-taught. In some ways, a lot of what I know is self-taught. But I think that unless you're putting, as a designer, unless you're putting yourself in a position where you can really see the strategy that's going on and see, you know, the philosophy behind marketing, then you don't really know that you need to move your design in the direction that amplifies that. So if you're just not aware of some of these marketing strategies out there, then you just don't know that it's not about being pretty. And you can't also come into a business and then say, I see what you're doing, let me help you make it better. Or I see what you're doing and I see what you're trying to explain, let me bring this to life for you. So I think that that's something that I was lucky to have in my former job, is so much of what we did was sales oriented. And we really got to test things out and see, okay, who was responding to what works best here. There was a lot of education and a lot of education that I set out on my own too. So I think that's a huge part of it, is you just don't know what you don't know. But I think that's a big part of business, is we often think that, okay, I'm really good at design, for instance, or writing or marketing, so I'm going to stick to my area of expertise without really exploring what's going on in this business as a whole. And when you silo yourself like that, you don't really understand the purpose of your job.
Gosh, that is just such a great bigger picture viewpoint of your role in the business as a designer. And I think many times too, the business owner doesn't really understand why they're hiring you, I guess, if that makes sense, or they don't communicate that when they're hiring you. They say, oh, I need a new website, or oh, I need social media graphics. But what they don't communicate is, I need a new website that brings in more business. I need a social media graphics that brings in new clients. So yeah, I just really like that reframe of, why am I here, and how do I make the work I'm doing drive revenue?
Yes. Exactly. And I think that's so hard too. I mean, business owners are so busy. It's hard to get hired and then sit down with an owner and say, okay, for real, let's chat. What's going on here?
Totally. Totally. Okay. So, you know, you started your business 3 years ago, and I'm guessing it looks a little bit different today than when you first started, or maybe it doesn't. Has it evolved, or has there been any changes in who you're serving and how you're serving them?
There have definitely been changes. In some ways, we've stayed the same in that our offerings are really, really similar to what they were in the past. And I think that's a really great sign that we kind of like hit the nail on the head and that we're hitting a need. But we're kind of evolving as our clients are evolving too. And the great thing is that the clients that we're working with now, most of them have been with us from the very, very beginning, because we've just created this kind of service structure that allows us to be partners with them for long periods of time. So as their businesses grow, we have to grow with them, and we have to learn ahead of them, like, okay, what are the next few marketing strategies? What are the next trends that we need to be hitting? Or what are these new tools that we can be using to make this even better? So we have gotten a little more focused on growing with them, making sure that we are evolving our marketing philosophy as well. So this is always a little sad, as you kind of grow out of helping business owners that are starting out, which is when they need the most help and the most guidance. So that's always been a struggle, is, okay, how do we help them? And I think the template shop is a really great way for us to do that, is to not only provide the tools, but to provide the training behind that as well. So in a lot of ways, we've kind of diverged in both directions. We're putting out a lot more free content and education so that new business owners can get what they need. And then on the paid side and the one-on-one service side, we're getting a lot more sophisticated in what we can offer.
Yeah, that's really incredible. And I like how you have a breadth of services and products that grow with the business. You know, I'm curious, is your day rate a key component of that, where, because you mentioned the clients you're working with stick around for a long time, is that kind of this great opportunity for businesses to say, hey, we don't need you for a couple months, but then we have a big project coming up, a big launch, a new service, and we really need your help defining some of the visuals for that. Let's just jump on it and do a day rate with you.
Yeah, it has. And that's what's so fun about it too, is we have these businesses that are maybe not creating content that needs to be designed every single month or week, but maybe they have like a really big launch coming up, or they're sending out this really cool product promo. So we get these like nice bundled projects that we can really see from beginning to end, and we can really make sure that it works as like one cohesive packaged thing. So that's been really fun, is getting to work on those single projects, and then to also, you know, maintain the projects that we have ongoing with all our other clients. But the day rate part has been really fun and surprising. I knew that that was going to be a part of what we got just by the nature of it being a single day that you could purchase. But it's been really fun so far.
I bet. And I bet the business owners love it, because, you know, a project doesn't drag out forever, you know, and they get really quick wins on the back end of 6 or 8 hours with you, however long that day rate is.
Yes, it's the best for both of us.
Okay, so, you know, you mentioned in the beginning of your journey, you were booked up pretty quickly right away. But I'd love to talk a little bit about your marketing now, what that involves, and how do you generate new business today? Are there certain channels you focus on? Is it all referral? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, it is definitely mostly referral. And I have to be really honest in saying that sometimes I feel like I cheated at marketing because I came into my freelance business just having already made so many relationships at my previous job and previous events. So I really feel like the whole one-on-one relationship, and I don't want to call it networking, but it is networking. Yeah. It's just like such a dirty word nowadays. But that was so effective for us as we got that one-on-one trust and we got to talk like you and I are talking now about what we care about, and that built up our initial base. And from there, our philosophy from the very beginning has been, if we do amazing work and treat our clients really well, then we won't have to market ourselves. And that has really worked for us, at least on the service side. You know, the one-to-one business side, that has been amazing. Everything is pretty much referrals. We do get a lot of people who come in from our Instagram or from our YouTube who have seen some of the education and like the free content that we put out there. And that has been really great. And just, again, building that trust, making sure that people know that we know what the heck we're talking about and what we're doing. So they feel really good immediately coming in and saying, I've seen you do XYZ, so now I want you to do that for me. And that has been amazing, that combo.
Yeah. You know, I don't think marketing has to be complicated. And on the contrary, I think the simpler it is, the easier it is to grow your business. When marketing gets so complicated and you're on too many channels doing too many things, one, it's hard to do them well. And two, especially if you're a service provider, you still have to fulfill on the back end of that. So if it's too complicated, yes, on the front end to secure a client, how are you going to fulfill on the back end where there's a lot of labor involved? So I really love that you quote unquote cheated at marketing. And in fact, I think if you are good at what you do, then you won't have to market yourself as much. You know, and I think that's really the goal, right? Because we all have to grow the business, not just market the business.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. It's so reassuring to hear.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of work to market the business. And I'm sure, as you can attest, you know, just based on the quality of your YouTube videos, you have to create that content, you have to produce that content, you have to publish that content. So if, you know, if that took up too much time, then when would you ever work with your clients, you know?
Exactly. And you can batch everything as much as you want to batch it. You can be as smart of a worker as you possibly can be, but it is a full-time job on top of having your full-time service-based business to also market your own business. So I am with you. Anything that you can do to simplify is a win.
Totally. So it sounds like relationships and referrals feed the one-on-one side of your business. And then do you think the content that you're producing online is feeding the template side of the business or both arms of the business?
I think it's definitely feeding both. And our template shop is relatively new. It's been around for, I want to say, less than a year. So it's okay. Kind of hard to say at this point, but I do think that the education side has been really helpful for both, because obviously people come in and they say, I trust you now, or I know that you know what you're talking about. But when they're not ready, it's really nice to be able to say, hey, everything that you've seen from me, that's exactly what you're going to get plus more from the design shop. And that, again, like having that kind of fallback where you can say, you've seen this from me before, you know what you're going to get, is so validating, I think, for customers, especially when there are so many options out there and so many things to compare and you never really know what you're buying. That has been really awesome.
Yeah. And I love that you mention how your content builds trust. And I think here, I like to think about marketing in three parts. How do you generate leads? How do you qualify them? Meaning, how do you sort between who's ready now and who's going to be ready in the future? And then for those people who aren't ready now, how do you nurture them? And I think in many ways, your content that you're producing helps nurture those leads and empower them to think about their design differently, to indoctrinate them into your philosophy, and then keep you top of mind and build trust so that by the time they are ready to buy, you're their go-to.
Yes, that's exactly what we've been hoping to do. That's amazing.
Well, good. So someone asked me this the other day and they said, you know, how are you so booked up all the time? And I echoed your philosophy of, to be honest, I'm just really good at what I do. And then that kind of takes care of a lot of my marketing for me. And I'd love to know if you were giving someone advice who's just starting out or just starting their own design business, is that where you'd recommend they focus right away? It's just on doing really good, a really good job at their work and using that to build their business? Or is there somewhere else you'd recommend they start?
I would absolutely say start there. I feel like that's the whole reason you're in business, is to serve someone and serve them well. So if you can't do that, then there is no point doing anything else. And I will also say that I feel like a lot of business owners come into this space and they have, again, like I said, this amazing, beautiful new idea or new approach or some kind of new solution. And I think what often happens when you get into the online space is you learn to kind of remold what was really unique about yourself into something that fits what looks like everyone else is doing. And so we see a lot of business owners kind of lose their magic because they're trying to, you know, live up to this formula that someone else taught them, or to do things someone else's way because they've been really successful at it. And when you lose that magic and you lose what makes you different, you also lose your edge in the marketplace. So I would say, obviously, like, be really good at what you do and focus on doing what that is amazingly, but also don't forget the reason why you came into business in the first place, and don't lose that magic, because that is what is going to get people to recognize who you are and to want to work with you over someone else.
That's such good advice. And I have a question for you about it. I think, because I hear this also, as you're following a lot of people online or you're listening to advice from, you know, this person, that person, or other person, and oftentimes their approach is, hey, you have to fit in this formula. And I agree with you that there's no one right way to do business, no one right way to market yourself. But how do you know what your edge is? How do you know what's magical about you? Sometimes it's hard to see the forest through the trees, if you will. So do you think that's often reflected back by someone else, or it's something that you're always in touch with as the business owner?
I think it definitely has to be reflected back by someone else. I mean, I even think about this past year for me personally. Like, I came into my business, even though it was a stopgap for a while, I knew exactly what I wanted to provide to people. But, you know, ish happens. And especially after this year, you kind of go to work every day and you're like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? There's so much going on. And I think it does help to have someone say, okay, let's sit down and chat, even if it's a friend or if it's a professional. And I think that lots of coaches, designers, marketers, like anyone that you talk about with your business, can reflect this back to you when you sit down with them. But having someone say, okay, let's go back to why you started this business, and like, let's just talk and let me kind of repeat back to you what I think you're saying, but not remembering. So I think it's always in you, but I think you definitely need people to remind you.
Yeah, totally. And maybe even your clients or customers as well, because sometimes what comes so easily and naturally to you is hard to remember, but your clients often repeat. Oh my
That's
gosh,
so
this
true.
Is amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
How'd you do this? You know, why'd this only take you 15 minutes? It would have taken me, you know, 6 hours, especially during a day rate. I imagine you hear that sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah, that's so true. It makes me feel a little bit guilty because I love that we can deliver something fast to someone. But when we have to stop and say, okay, this might actually take longer than you're expecting because of XYZ, that feels a little tricky. But again, like, having to set up that expectation that we can both over deliver and at times like really dig deep with a client and spend the time that's necessary, like, having that trust on the front end has been a game changer.
Totally. So if someone was asking you for marketing advice, is there anything that you feel like you've learned over the past 3 years that you would tell another business owner about, hey, here's how to get in front of your customers and keep business flowing?
That is such a good question. I would probably say some of the things that you have reflected back to me in this conversation, which is, stick to a couple channels. Like, don't spread yourself too thin, because if you can't do any of it well, then it's not going to matter at all and you're just wasting your time. I also like this whole philosophy of just try something. Try whatever you want and see if it sticks. And if it doesn't stick, you can try something else. And if that works, then great. You can forget that you tried that first thing in the first place.
Right. Because marketing in many ways is a series of experiments that require feedback. And if we don't try something, then we don't ever get the feedback we need to know, hey, is this going to get traction or not?
Exactly. But I think the kind of additional point to that is you also have to wait for the feedback sometimes. Yes. Like, don't give it one day. Give it a little longer than that.
Yeah, it's so true. We often think like we need instant gratification, right? In today's world where we can order something from China and get it in 2 days from Amazon Prime, marketing experiments can take a little longer than 24 hours to get enough feedback.
Yeah, definitely. Just counting the likes on your Instagram post after one day is not quite the enough data to see any kind of pattern or trend.
No. And I guess to that point, you know, there's often vanity metrics that might tell us about engagement, but that it alone isn't enough to tell you, are you going to generate new business from whatever you're doing for marketing, right? Like, hey, I might be getting a lot of likes on my post, but am I getting inquiries? Am I getting bookings on the back end of that?
Yes. Lauren, yes.
So, Nicole, if someone wanted to learn more about you or consider hiring you or maybe even purchase some of your templates, where would they go to find more about you and where would they follow you online?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is NicoleYangDesign.com, and there are links there to everything. So my design shop is linked in the menu there, and then my Instagram is at Nicole A. Yang, which is also a great place to start. There's lots of like free content and some videos linked in there as well. If you just want to dip your toe in and figure out what the heck is what, that's a great place to start and to get to know me and say hi, because I would love to say hi to anyone listening.
Amazing, Nicole. And all of those links will be in our show notes. And I just want to say, like, your website is so beautiful and does exactly what you preach. It is beyond just beautiful. It builds a lot of trust and really, you know, helps someone get to know you. So if you're looking at a good example for what to do with your website, I'd absolutely recommend you poke around on Nicole's site. And to your point, that's where I found your free video around visual hierarchy, sent it to a team member. And I just think what you're doing is amazing.
Oh my gosh, coming from you, that means so much. Thank you, Lauren.
Oh, thanks, Nicole. Well, I so appreciate you being on the show. Make sure to check out the show notes at marketingthatgenerates.com to get all of Nicole's links and follow her online.
Hey, thank you so much.
Heck yeah. You just finished another episode of the Marketing That Generates podcast. I hope you found a few takeaways that you can put into action right away. If you want more on today's episode, head over to marketingthatgenerates.com for show notes, links, bonus resources, and related episodes. Plus, if you're looking to connect with other amazing business owners just like you, be sure to join my free community. You can get access at marketingthatgenerates.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you back here next week.